Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Heck no. Heck no. He's such a fun guy to coach. You know, he's competitive spirit, and he's a playmaker. He's a ball player. It's certainly not surprising. Made it hard on him. We rolled him the wrong way. He's a lefty. If you saw that, the ball didn't come out very pretty, but big-time play. Fun to watch him do it. We'll see.
How long has he been lobbying?
Not long at all, actually. You know, called upon his services shortly after the draft and tried to keep it under the wraps so they didn't know it was coming. And certainly when he had the ball, garnered a bunch of attention, so able to pull the defense up and slide Zion through there to get a nice reception.
Just about Kyle and specifically, like last year at this time, he was trying to be the man, and you know now he is. How has he kind of carried himself this spring?
Kyle's awesome. And, you know, he's always had that confidence but balances it with good, you know, being humble as well. And we reflected on a few years ago and just seeing that growth. And, you know, with his success, it's really cool to see him keep the chip on his shoulder, stay hungry. He's still really early into the building, watching film, bringing guys with him, competes his tail off every single day. So it's fun to watch. You know what I mean? To see an All-American stay that hungry and keep coming, keeping guys going, that's special. And I think it's it's a blessing for our team, you know, to have Kyle.
What about Cam Lindsey, the PBU early in the game, and just his overall development?
Yeah, Cam Lindsey's been fun this spring to see his development. Comes to work every day, works really hard. I think he looks good. I think you guys probably noticed, you know, he looked bigger, stronger, more confident for sure. He said, got a hand on the ball, made some plays out there, not live, so you don't get to see him finish. I think he does a good job finishing and being aggressive. We saw this spring. So excited about his growth, and I think he's going to have an impact this year. Excited about it.
How much do you think Kim learning from Kyle has helped maybe speed up his development this spring?
I think it's huge. I think, you know, having Kyle in the room and seeing him on the field do things, because he's such a technician. Takes such pride in his footwork and his change of direction, his block to feed, his tackling, his angles, his pass drops, his coverage angles, his blitz paths, his stunts, you know what I mean? All of that stuff, when you can see someone do it right, helps, you know what I mean? And, you know, I can tell you, we could draw it on the board, but when you see a guy do it, it's easier to emulate. So having Kyle there, I think, is huge for Cam's development.
You have a battle going on at the Mike linebacker position between Jeremiah and Braylon. What did you see from them today, and where did that sort of stand?
Yeah, I think both Braylon and Jeremiah had a great spring. You know, as you think about, you know, losing Brandon George and Keith Thompson there, some veteran guys in the middle, that was something we needed to see this spring, and their development's been great. You know, I think they've garnered trust from the rest of the defense that they can command and they can get everybody lined up from a mental standpoint. And then they're both playmakers. I think Braylon, you know, picking up for what he did last year shows he can continue to make plays. And then Jeremiah was a little bit more limited last year. You got to see him really show his physical presence, which is good to see. He's a strong young man physically. But his mental preparation has been really impressive too. And I think guys see that. So we're going to need both those guys. I think they make each other better, and they make us better as a defense and as a football team. So fired up to see where they're at, and they'll continue. And so it was kind of our last talk there as linebackers. You know, we're building that foundation. We got to keep going, you know what I mean, through the end of spring here, through summer, through fall camp to get where we want to go. And so I think they're hungry. You know, they both, you know, need to keep going. This has been great, but they need to keep getting better, and they will.
I wanted to ask you about, not spring football related, but a couple weeks ago, Brandon George had awesome spring, your pro day or whatever. You know, what's it kind of been like, the transformation in the linebacker room? Moss got drafted. You know, Brandon has a good chance. You have Kyle. You have all these things. Like, what's kind of clicking right now for your room?
I guess first to speak about Brandon, incredible pro day. And certainly we're not surprised. He's a guy who's really athletic and talented and has the length, speed, and, you know, garnered a bunch of attention there, having that performance. So excited to see what happens here and give him a chance and opportunity to go play at the highest level. It's impressive. And, you know, had Servassier visit probably a month prior. I think he has the opportunity to be a starter this year, you know, compete for that with the Buccaneers. So that's cool to see. But, you know, I think it excites them all. You know, they're building it, and it's them. You know what I mean? They're doing it. They're pushing each other, and it's fun to see. And those guys, you know, it's a brotherhood. They're talking about each other. They all talk to each other, learning from each other. You know, Servassier's in the building showing those guys things he's learning at the highest level, things that transfer from here, you know, making sure they know what they need to do, be great, you know, knowledge players, and make sure the details they know are important, because those carry on. Once you learn a defense at this level, you need to get to the next level. This equals that, right? And so once you know it inside and out, there's a lot of transferable skills there. And so he's been a great mentor to those guys. And so it's special.
At the team as a whole, there were a lot of young guys out there just falling out, having fun, and it was evident in how they were playing. What does that say about, like, the youth of this team? Because, you know, in this day and age, it feels like we've not necessarily a pit, but players that are, you know, 25, 26 sticking around. So what does that say to see them go out?
Yeah, it's exciting. It's exciting. I think, you know, you saw a bunch of guys stand out. For one, for sure, on the blue team, you know, Drip Harrison, big time plays out there, which was fun to see, and we need that. Continuing to see guys step up, and, you know, I think football is the greatest game in the world. It gives those guys the opportunity to challenge themselves, to be dominant and be champions. And I think we've got a good group of young guys to push and help us win a championship. So it's been exciting.
We asked Randy about the linebackers the other day. He made a point to say they don't do anything without the D-line. What have you noticed from that group? You think about them hitting it this coming?
Absolutely. I think Coach Dowse has done a tremendous job getting those guys running off the football, being physical up front. You know, we're stout and have some good guys, you know, building walls up front, which is what we want to do in the run game, build a wall up front, and then get after the quarterback once we can, you know, stop the run, transition to long passing yard situations and get pass rushers going. So I think it was good to see. We got some new tools on the edges and some stout guys inside returning. And so it's been fun. And like you said, it does. We don't make anything happen without those guys at the linebacker level. We need those guys up front. We work together, you know, that front seven. And our safeties, as you know, are very, very much involved in the run game. But I think they've come a long way. We all have in the front seven. And excited about that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.